Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation in Athens, Alabama, where my wife and her team do alterations here in the, I call it the sewing house,
on 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama. Right now I have with me, as announced through Facebook, Stacy Givens along with Ariel Gregory. And Stacy Givens heads up the Make-A-Way Foundation. We've done many shows with Make-A-Way Foundation and their efforts to bring sensory rooms across Limestone County, including Athens City Schools, a wonderful effort, and they have big plans for this area. And I'd like to welcome Stacy Givens back to the show. Welcome back, Stacy.
Thank you for having me back, Mark.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about this special effort, Make-A-Way Foundation. And for those who are just joining in for the first time with the Mark White Show, maybe listening to the show for the first time, if you would share the foundation of Make-A-Way Foundation.
Sure. Well, we are a 501c3 organization and a United Way partner. We were founded in 2019, and it was inspired by my own son, Brooks Givens, who is on the autism spectrum. Our first mission was to put sensory rooms, as you mentioned, in all of the Limestone County and Athens City schools as a therapy for students with not just autism, but other special needs as well, to include ADD, ADHD, ODD, Down syndrome. The list goes on and on. And we've received wonderful feedback from the schools about how beneficial these spaces are. I'm happy to report that as of this month, Mark, we have completed our mission, and all of the schools do have sensory rooms. Now, that does not mean that our work is through, because one, the schools, these well-loved, well-used spaces are constantly in need of updates and new equipment. The classrooms themselves need equipment, and we help in that way. But now we're expanding our efforts into the community. What can we do more of to provide opportunities for these individuals with special needs and their families in the community? We have for years hosted events quarterly for these families, but there's so much more that can be done to include them. And so that's our effort now. That's where our focus is now.
And through this journey with Make-A-Way Foundation, you have partnered with a lot of great businesses, individuals, groups, other organizations. Let's talk a little bit about those partnerships.
Yeah, I can't say enough about how this community has supported us, Mark. You know, when we first started this, it was begging for money from family and friends to help us. And then as people saw the lives that were being touched, we had so many people reach out, from small businesses to large corporations to other philanthropic groups to other charity organizations that wanted to do things to support our mission. If I began to list them, I'm afraid I would miss someone. So I will not do that. But we have been overwhelmed by the amount of support that we have gotten from small businesses, large businesses, and don't let me forget the individual family donors. Everybody that gives $10 and $25 makes a difference.
Here's the million-dollar question. Mm-hmm. For any organization or foundation, why do people support Make-A-Way Foundation?
They see that it is beneficial. They're hearing the stories. They see these families in tears because their children are finally getting something that is helping them or helping them to be included. They are not, they don't feel alone anymore. So many of these families, and Mark, I'm one of them, right? I can speak very personally that when you get a diagnosis, very often you feel alone. And we have created a community through Make-A-Way. And it is a community that is loud and it's proud and it's out there and people are aware of us. And others are seeing the joy that that is bringing and the benefit that is bringing. And so people want to get on board and help.
Stacy, let's talk about an upcoming event that is hosted by Chick-fil-A of Athens.
Yes. Yeah, so Chick-fil-A of Athens has been hosting a charity road race since 2009. They choose an organization to receive all proceeds from their race. And over the years, they have raised thousands of dollars. In a single year, $18,000 to be exact. But they've given these to wonderful organizations over the years. We have been the lucky recipients. This will be our third year in a row to be selected. And I think that speaks volumes as to how much Chick-fil-A sees and recognizes that we do for the community. But they are having their annual 5K, 10K race on Saturday, May 10th. And as I said, 100% of the proceeds go to us.
And how can listeners support this effort with Chick-fil-A while supporting Make-A-Way Foundation?
Yeah. So remember that every penny you give, whether you are a runner, whether you are a sponsor, every penny goes back to us. And when I say us, I don't mean our board members. Every penny goes back into the community to support those with special needs. So if you're a runner or a walker, you can sign up. The signups will go up this Saturday on Chick-fil-A of Athens's Facebook page. So you can sign up there to do the 5K, 10K, or the 1K, 1 mile fun run. Obviously, you can sponsor. You can provide sponsorship. And through that, you get promotion. We are hoping that small businesses of Athens will each give $100 for sponsorship. Add that up, Mark. I mean, if we could get so many local businesses to give $100, that's a huge impact on our community. And it's a lot of promotion for our small town. And it says a lot about our small town, right? That so many businesses would be able to support such a thing. We do have $250 sponsorship levels available as well. I have to put a plug in for our big sponsor. Our presenting sponsor this year is Window World, along with our supporting sponsor of Lane Cairo. So we greatly appreciate their very large efforts, but we welcome those $100 sponsorships. And then again, if you just want to run, all of that money goes back to us. If you can't do that, come out and volunteer. We need volunteers. It takes a lot to put on something like this. And we want to show our support to the runners and to the local businesses. So if you're willing just to come out and provide support, that's another way to help.
Again, you can go to Chick-fil-A of Athens, Alabama. The most recent post that I see is from February 22nd, but you should see a post where you can sign up. I want you to mark your calendars for Saturday, May the 10th in Athens, Alabama, Chick-fil-A of Athens supporting Make-A-Way Foundation. This is the Chick-fil-A Athens Road Race. Also with me right now, along with Stacy, is Ariel Gregory, and I do want to thank Shay Fox with Rocket City Broadcasting for sending me an email about Ariel Gregory, and it just worked out perfectly because Stacy was going to be here on the show to talk about this road race with Chick-fil-A, and Ariel has something to share about a car show in Hazel Green, Alabama, as they have also partnered with Make-A-Way Foundation. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Ariel Gregory.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm tickled pink.
Glad it all worked out for you to come today with Stacy and to be able to share about this car show taking place in Hazel Green. Let's talk about it.
So it is Revved Up for Autism Alabama. That is our car show name. The heart of our show is my daughter, our middle little. We found out that she was autistic this summer, and me and my husband were already thinking about, well, we want to put on a show, but we want to have a meaning behind it. And when we found that out, we knew our reason behind it. And then we wanted to support a local organization that kind of supported the autism community as well. And I came across Make-A-Way. I reached out to them. They immediately were like, yes. And I was like, awesome. So we've got it on the road. And a lot of the reason behind this show was just because when we found out she was diagnosed, I was literally handed a paper front and back. Here's your resources, figure it out. And, you know, I have ADHD, so that alone was like, where do I even begin? And actually doing this show and trying to get sponsors and autism resources there, I've realized there's a lot of resources here that probably a lot of people don't even know about. And especially a lot here are probably on Medicaid or all kids, and you know, that is hoops in itself. And usually you have to go to Birmingham, and there's actually places here in Huntsville that have just opened up that do those testings.
And Ariel, you'll definitely have to stay with me to talk about some of these organizations in the future and maybe have them on the show to share what they are doing. Because if you're getting all these efforts out there that you're learning about, then others need to learn about them as well. And maybe this can be the vehicle to help share about those efforts. That's what my show's here for. And what was it about Make-A-Way Foundation that said, this is the one we want to support?
Well, sitting there seeing like how many community outreach events that they do, and it's just for those children with that special superpower. That's what we call my daughter's diagnosis. It's her superpower. And just the fact that they have those events just for those kids. And not that I'm saying I want to exclude everybody else, but sometimes they feel like they're different. They don't fit in. So it's nice that they do those events where they can meet other children that are the same, and they'll be like, oh, there are other people like me. I'm not different. I have a superpower. I'm unique. And that to me just spoke volumes. Because my daughter has really hard time making friends, and it's not that she's not sweet. It's not that she's not kind. She just doesn't get people the way other kids get other kids.
So Ariel, when it comes to the car show taking place in Hazel Green, let's give out the details when this is taking place, and then also how people can be a part of the car show.
So we do have a Facebook page that has all that information, of course, but it is going to be April 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Flint River Baptist Church right there on 231, 431. If you know where Posey's is, or the middle school right there on the main strip, it's that church right there, right at the light. And that's kind of the reason I picked it, is because there is a light so everybody can get in and out safely.
For those who do not have Facebook, do you have a site for people to go to, or email or number to call to be able to participate or sponsor the event?
I have an email. It's revedupforautism@gmail.com, which revved is R-E-V as in Victor, D as in dog. And then you just spell out the rest of it. You can also reach out to me at 256-808-9483. Even if you happen to Google Revved Up for Autism Alabama, I actually did it the other day because my husband said, hey, somebody says that there's websites. And I look, and all these different websites have actually attached our event to their pages, which is really cool.
That is awesome. So I'm glad that you came in today, Ariel, to share about this car show taking place in Hazel Green, April the 5th. And we hope that people will participate in this effort to support Make-A-Way Foundation. And again, Stacy Givens with Make-A-Way Foundation, thank you for coming on the show again to share about Make-A-Way Foundation and also about Chick-fil-A in this road race that's coming up May the 10th. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you, Mark. It's always a pleasure.
Folks, when we come back, I'll have my friend T. Graham Brown. He is putting on a show at Shoals Community Theater coming up on May 21st at the Shoals Theater at 7 p.m. I hope you'll stick with us as we have T. Graham Brown. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m.,
and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
As advertised, right now I have with me on the line T. Graham Brown. He is going to be in the Shoals area coming up very soon as we talk about the Shoals Theater, March 21st, 7 p.m. He's going to present From Memphis to Muscle Shoals. He's been on the Mark White Show before to share about From Memphis to Muscle Shoals and the creation of this album. I'd like to welcome back my friend T. Graham Brown. Welcome, T.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing terrific today, my friend, and I'm excited about you coming to the Shoals area, to the Shoals Theater on March 21st. Let's talk about this event, which will include Jerry Phillips as well.
That's awesome that Jerry's going to be there. That's awesome, man. I can't wait to see him.
What do you think about Jerry Phillips and Sam Phillips and the history behind both of those guys?
Oh, man, I love Jerry Phillips. I love Sam, too. Sam always bragged on me, to me. Every time I'd see him, he would brag. Now, there was a quote one time, and I don't know, this might be stretching the truth about 1,000 times, but Sam Phillips said that if there hadn't been an Elvis, T. Graham Brown would have been Elvis.
I like that, man. You got soul. That's what it is. You got soul in your voice, and you sing with your heart.
I think that he was thinking of somebody else, maybe. But no, he was great to me. Sam Phillips was great. All those Phillips guys, I love every one of them, man. We get along great. I've been knowing them a long, long time. And, you know, we're all friends. So I'm looking forward to seeing Jerry. Last time I saw him was at the Country Music Hall of Fame for an opening of an Elvis playing at the Ryman on the Grand Ole Opry one night exhibit. So I cram all that in there. So I love Jerry.
So T, let's talk about again, for those who missed it the first time, the creation of From Memphis to Muscle Shoals and the individuals that were included, friends of yours on this album.
Well, you know, Billy Lawson's awesome, by the way. I hope Billy's gonna come bring his guitar to that show that night. I'm gonna talk him into it. We just got together and came up with a list of 1960s soul songs that we really liked that were either originally cut in Memphis or originally cut in Muscle Shoals, and that's why the album's called From Memphis to Muscle Shoals. And we went in down there at Fame and cut, I think there's 14 tracks on that record. And then we went over to Billy's and did the singing and got Dwight Yoakam and I go back to like 1986. There were some of us, there was about 4 or 5 of us. We all came out the same year. Our albums came out the same year, you know, within a year or so.
and it was Dwight Yoakam and Randy Travis and Marty Stewart and Steve Earle and Keith Whitley and me. And so we've stayed friends all these years. And so, and we talk to each other. We see each other fairly often. And Dwight was asking me what I'd been doing. I told him about that we made this record. And he said, did you cut a song called I'm Your Puppet? And I said, yeah, man, matter of fact, I did. And he said, can I sing on it? And I went, yeah, you can sing on it. So I sent him the tracks out to Hollywood, and he sang a duet. And then he went back and sang harmony on everything and sent it back to me, and it turned out great. That got me thinking, man, Tanya would sound good on this, and Winona would sound good on this. So I just started calling people. It just turned into 11 duets, and I got some of my heroes on it. I got Delbert's on it, singing Mustang Sally with me. Sam Moore's on it, singing Who's Making Love. Eddie Floyd came down to Wishbone and did his vocals. We got these vocals all over the place. You know, Sammy Hagar did his in his living room. Had to go down to Miami to get Sam Moore at a studio called Criteria. Then I had to go back down there to get Little Anthony. He lives in Boca Raton, Florida. So we went down there to Fort Lauderdale, got him. Winona did hers at her house. Randy Houser, I went over to him, his house. And we did his in his basement. Let's see. Delbert did his at a buddy of mine's studio, Gary Nicholson, that I write song with, great songwriter's got a studio in his house. Let me see. Tanya did hers at a studio in town somewhere. I don't know where. So it was done all around. You know, people did their vocals all different places. And I was present at some of them, and some of them I there was no way I could be there. So it turned out good, man. I think, you know, and then it debuted last August at number one on the blues albums chart. So, dang, can't beat that. I'm 70 years old, man. It was great having a number one album.
No, you can't. And T, what I'm thinking about right now is there are a lot of people that have a dream of being a singer, songwriter, musician. And there was a time before you found success in the music business that you were one of those dreamers. When it comes to being able to produce music at a place with the history and tradition of Fame Studios, a lot of people would love to have that experience. But what does that mean to you to go into a place like that and understand how many different musicians, songwriters, singers have been recording in that studio for yourself to have that experience?
It's awesome, man. It's an awesome, it seems like it comes with responsibility too. You better cut something good. If you're going to go in there to cut, you better do something good. I grew up, in the '60s listening to, top 40 radio and, listen to a lot of soul music, and then at night I'd get under my covers and listen to it on my little transistor radio, and I could scroll through the AM dial at night and pick up all these stations from all over the country. And like WLAC here in Nashville played soul music, and WSM played the country, and I had the Grand Ole Opry, and then I listened. You could pick, and this was way down in South Georgia, man. Those signals would skip at night, and I could pick up, you know, 1,000 miles away on a little AM transistor radio. So I heard all this stuff, and I heard all that stuff that came out of Fame, you know, all during the '60s. I heard it, and Stax, you know, Stax was very important, and I just grew up listening to that stuff. Of course, I listened to all kinds of music growing up, you know, country, R&B, and top 40. You know, I grew up, I liked soul music, but at the same time, I loved like Paul Revere and the Raiders, the Stones, the Beatles, all that English, the Kinks, the Yardbirds, all that stuff. So I kind of listened to everything.
T, what does it mean to you to have a career that has spanned this many decades? I know you mentioned you were 70 years old, but to still have a solid music career at this point in your life?
Well, I'm thankful to God Almighty. That's, God's blessed me with, you know, some talent, and I think it's my job to go out there and take the music to the people, you know. I think that's what God wants me to do. I think that's what God put me here to do, is go out and make people happy. You know, I get asked sometimes what I do for a living, and I tell people, man, I got the best job in the world. I get to make people happy for a living. And that's the way I feel about it. And it's a blessing to me. When I'm out there singing and seeing people smile, I get a blessing out of it too. You know, it works both ways. And it's just, you know, it's amazing. I've been doing this for a living since 1973. What is that? 52 years. And it's just amazing to me, you know. But my wife, Sheila, keeps me going. We've been together 47 years, and she's the rock right there, man. She's the brains behind all this stuff.
Shout out to Sheila.
I'm just the mule, man. You know, they aim me, they point me to the stage, and I know my part once I get out there.
Well, speaking of the stage, T, you're going to be on the stage at Shoals Community Theater, the Shoals Theater in, let me put the exact city. We're going to have that, Florence, Alabama, on Seminary Street. If you want more information, go to 256-764-1700. That's the shoalstheater.org, theater spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. You're going to have T. Graham Brown along with Jerry Phillips as T. Graham Brown presents from Muscle Shoals, from Memphis to Muscle Shoals, March 21st, 7 p.m. Get your tickets now. The Tiny UR link is tinyurl.com/T Graham Brown. T. Graham Brown, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show. Thank you for joining me today, sharing about this album, your life as a musician, a singer, and the Shoals Community Theater event coming up on March 21st.
Hey, man, can I say one more thing?
Jump at it, man.
So I just want to tell everybody that we're going to be playing all the hits that people expect to hear, my country hits. So it's going to be a little bit of everything. So we're going to have fun, and I can't wait to see Jerry Phillips. And Mark, God bless you, buddy, and God bless your listeners, and God bless the United States of America.
Absolutely. Thanks for my Christmas ornament, by the way. I really appreciate that, you thinking of me.
You're welcome, buddy. I'm glad you like it.
All right, T. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care, buddy.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Right, bye-bye. You.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my